Basanto is talking to Dave Penk, who is on a 700-mile canoe paddle, which he hopes to cover in 6 weeks. He's doing this in honour, or to raise funds, for Help for Heroes. What made you do this?
I started off... paddling hoping to raise money to Help the Heroes, because I believe... in some aspects, the government are not doing enough to support...
It's perhaps not right that people like you should have to do incredible feats of stamina, skill and endurance like this in order to help people who've been doing the same for the country and don't seem to be very well looked after.
That's quite true, because, I'm doing a 700-mile paddle, which has taken me 6 weeks. In some aspects, this is no different than really what they do for basic training. But then after that, they go off.
And get shot at.
To get shot at, yes. And the government don't do enough to actually support and help people if they do get wounded. Fair enough, God forbid, if you die, you die.
But still your family to look after.
There's still
things,
people to look
there?
After yeah, afterwards. Yeah. And the government don't do enough for it. And we've got a young friend who's off to Afghan in September. And hopefully he comes back in one piece, but no major injuries. But... This here is hopefully making people more aware, because as I've been paddling the canals, everybody I've come across has sort of got the general opinion as well that...
you shouldn't have to do
this. We shouldn't have to do this.
Yeah. Where have you been so far? Where did you start?
I started off in Guildford in Surrey.
Yeah.
I've been down the Thames, then up the Grand Union from London to Northampton. From Northampton, went down the Nene to the Wash. I went across the Wash... paddled up the River Witham and now sitting at
Bardney Lock.
It's been helpful all along the line. The people from the canal boats have been absolutely fantastic.
It's a great community, isn't it?
Great community. I've had breakfast, I've had dinners,
beers,
teas, coffees, help. Some people have even trying to help my boats over locks, not realising, of course, it's not
free.
It's not a small...
It's heavy, yeah.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
It does weigh quite a bit of weight.
So where do you plan to go after this? You're going to go down the Foss, obviously, which will take you out onto the Trent.
I'm going on the Trent, down the Trent.
Aaron Calder.
Yeah, Calder. Going there towards Huddersfield.
Yep.
Where I already know the Huddersfield Canoe Club there is also...
Going to welcome you.
They're welcoming me, yes. They give me a... Because, of course, I'm not allowed through the tunnels.
Yep, right.
And there's a big 3-mile tunnel there, so they can help me over the top.
Right.
From there, I then go to wards just below Manchester, towards Stoke.
Yep.
From Stoke towards Birmingham. From Birmingham to Oxford. Oxford down the Thames, then back down to Guildford and home.
So you're going down the Oxford Canal. I know a few people on the Oxford Canal, so I'll tell them all to look out for you.
Yeah.
It's not easy to miss you. A green canoe with Novacraft canoe, and it says...
www.canoeandcamp.co.uk.
Canoeandcamp.co.uk.
Website. Yeah, so if anybody wants a sponsor, there's an online link there to the donation page.
Okay, well, I recommend everybody to go there. Look at that website. That's canoeandcamp.co.uk. Dave, you're a hero yourself. Thanks very much indeed.
You're welcome.